Hey, crew, hike it into Hooters for all the games this season, where our wings always win. World famous since 1983, with over 14 sauces and rubs to choose. Or try one of our football specials, like 10 buffalo shrimp or 3 tenders, both served with fries for a special price. Wash it down with a Big Daddy mug of Budweiser, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra. During the games, every Tampa Bay area location will be giving away signed Bucks footballs. Hooters, official partner of the Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for more details.
I thank Hooters, specifically originalhooters.com, with information on all the locations in the greater Tampa Bay area for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Also, as you do your holiday shopping, visit theheadsandtails.com if you are looking for gifts for a fan of the Bucks, Lightning, Rays, Gators, Noles, or USF Bulls. I think you will be impressed by their variety. All licensed apparel. The inventory on the website matches exactly what is available on the shelves at their wonderful retail store that I encourage you to visit, 4524 West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa, a season-long partner of the 2025-2026 Todd Wright Tour golf season, theheadsandtails.com. Also, my thanks to Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. They hope you have no need for legal assistance. But if you do, you can reach out to them for a free consult and find out what full service means. 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com is my email. Thanks to Vladimir for his email, which I may respond to off the air, just for time constraints. Those of you that want a thought on a playoff sit or start or plug and play, as we talked about on the previous podcast, which may be the right move at the quarterback position, amazingly for week 15 in the fantasy playoffs, again, referenced in the previous podcast, I will respond as long as you send your email by Saturday night, 10 p.m.-ish. Don't send it on Sunday. We are recording this on Thursday, 11 o'clock in the morning, December 11th. So any references to Falcons or Bucks will be taken with discretion as it relates to you probably will need to do some things there on your own before this podcast is posted or you listen to it. In doing a fantasy preview, since I don't know everybody listening to this podcast individual situation, I thought I'd actually preview some playoff games because we're all talking about the same players. Now, some players will fall through the cracks here, as I did when I talked about big names that maybe you don't play in a playoff game because you have a better option. And I left out Justin Jefferson as one of those guys in the previous podcast. So let me look at the championship semifinals in both of the leagues I commission. We're a final four. This is the playoffs. Four teams made the playoffs. Amazingly, in the foundation, last week was essentially a quarterfinal, but four teams were eliminated. And four teams were in it into the Sunday night and Monday night games and just didn't get the necessary points to earn the four spot. So let's see who's on these teams, who's currently in their starting lineups and what they might be up to. Let's start in the Battle of the Network Stars, where the one seed, Zach Morris, is playing Alex P. Keaton, almost appropriate, 1-4. Zach has Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is coming off a brutal game. I had him at negative points in my scoring settings. The floor on him had been solid until that game. As the Eagles continue to struggle, Hurts' struggles are front and center. They are going up against Las Vegas, which may not be the worst defense in football, but it's made worse by the fact that opponents get short fields and so many opportunities because their offense is so bad. Kenny Pickett likely starts. I don't know that that's much of an improvement. So Jalen Hurts is a tough call. Zach Morris does have Baker Mayfield on the bench, but Baker has been, we talked about this, very bad for quite some time. The rest of his starters, his two running backs, are Etienne and Taylor. That's really good. This is a guy who drafted running backs well. Granted, he spent too much draft capital on Ashton Jeanty. All of you did. But in later rounds, he had Judkins. That worked out. Judkins also doesn't put the ball on the ground. Does Judkins have, as of a couple of weeks ago, he didn't have any fumbles? Nope. And if he did, a Brown recovered it. Judkins' floor is a little lower in the last month. The matchup is Chicago. They may want the ball as much in Shador's hands. So I get Etienne and Taylor. Although Taylor is going up against a Seattle defense that will be as ready for him as the Jags just were and as ready for him as the Chiefs were a couple weeks ago, especially with Riley Leonard as your likely starting quarterback. The thought is, I guess, Rivers goes next week. So if Leonard goes down in this game, oof. Did the former Texas quarterback, now that we learned he also might have been part of this, does he just want to take a Super Bowl potential ride with the Broncos and not play rather than have to play in Indianapolis? Wide receivers, he has Jameson Williams. Debo is interesting. It is a good matchup against the Giants. Off a very minimal game. We know Jaden Daniels are not going to try that again this week. I don't like the Samuel start. He could put Devontae Adams in that spot. And he still might and play either Mike Evans, Marvin Harrison, or he can pick up a tight end and play him at the wide receiver tight end flex. Fairbairns is kicker. On the other side of the ball, CJ Stroud is the quarterback choice, but he has Shador on the bench. Stroud is going up against Arizona, so nothing intimidating about that matchup, but Stroud just doesn't put up a lot of points. Didn't get Nico Collins a catch in the second half. It was a lot of Woody Marks and a lot of defense. I think Shador is the better play than Stroud. His running backs, Gibbs and Woody Marks. Let's see what running back. He could go with Travion Henderson instead of Marks. And against the Bills, that's probably going to be the case, although Ramondre did return before the bye and I think got 60% of the snaps. As far as wide receiver or as three pass catchers, Amon-Ra, Tet McMillan, especially against the Saints, Brian Thomas Jr. is in his starting lineup. Granted, it's against the Jets, but he's just been so unproductive all year. He has Diggs on his bench, Godwin on his bench. Maybe one of those goes. Instead, Dicker is his particular kicker. The other championship semifinal, Jay Cody against Captain Kirk. Jay Cody, Brock Purdy is his starting quarterback going up against Tennessee. I can understand that. rather than, I believe, Bo Nix is on his bench. Yes, Bo Nix is on his bench against Green Bay. So that makes sense. Running backs are DeAndre Swift and Chase Brown. We've talked a lot about Chase Brown here. DeAndre Swift, since the Bear bye, has gotten a lot of opportunities, and the only truly bad game was against Pittsburgh in week 12, and he might have gotten dinged in that game. His other options at running back are Jordan Mason, Blake Corum coming on, 128 and two scores last week, biggest game ever for Blake Corum. Going up against the Lions, though, in a team you want to throw against. He's not playing Brock Bowers. Yeah, that was a wasted pick for a lot of people this year. So he's going with Waddle, Pickens, hoping for a better result than last week, and Nacua. Currently, his kicker is Prater. Don't love that because of weather. As we saw last week, granted that was Buffalo, this is New England. Might be able to do something better at kicker. Captain Kirk is going to plug and play Jackson Dart. Matchup is good, but it's just an odd situation in a really bad game. And just it highlights what we talked about earlier this week with the range of outcomes with your QB1s for the first week of the playoffs. As of right now, Captain Kirk is sitting Dak Prescott against the Vikings defense. Granted, that Vikings defense was terrific against Washington last week, shredded the previous 2 weeks. So would be an interesting move to go with Dart. Granted, Dart can give you one or two rushing touchdowns and justify his spot. And with no Scataboo and other guys dinged up at the running back position, that might be where Captain Kirk is leading. He's a two-time champ in my leagues. Jaylen Warren and Derrick Henry are in his starting lineup. Wide receivers, these are good. JSN, Nico. Interesting, he has Jawan Jennings in the starting lineup. Granted, the matchup is Tennessee. Jennings' catches are up. The floor has been higher the last handful of weeks. His other options are Shakir. And that's it. Jordan Addison. No. He also has Mahomes as an option as quarterback against the Chargers on a short week. And he has Omarion Hampton and is choosing to play Warren and Henry over him. Would I play Warren over Omarion Hampton, especially with Warren off 8 for 13, despite a receiving touchdown that saved his day, going up against the Dolphins? I don't know that I would. I might want to use Hampton in that spot. Hampton going up against Kansas City. 13 touches, 56 yards. Looked pretty good. I know he's sharing time with Vidal. He's also got Neal from New Orleans, who has a pretty solid floor as long as Alvin Kamara doesn't play. Nothing spectacular there, though, going up against Carolina. And then the Jets next week. Could put up a number against the Jets next week. In the 10-team league I commissioned, let's see what those lineups look like. Hopefully I'm talking about some players that may or may not be in your lineup as well. That is my goal with doing this. In the foundation, playing for the Jimmy McGinty Trophy, in our semifinals, we have two-time winners. 40% of our league championships are these two guys, and guaranteed one of them is going to be playing next week for a third, Sean and Doc. Interestingly, Doc has Brock Purdy this week as a starting quarterback over Caleb and Nix, at least as of now. Caleb going up against the Browns, so that's matchup-based. Nix, kind of same thing we talked about in the other league. Purdy going up against a beatable opponent, but will most of that damage be on the ground with McCaffrey? Nacua and Rice starting wide receivers. He has Olave in the wide receiver tight end flex, as opposed to who else is he's also benching Bowers. He's benching Jameson Williams. Olave is getting a lot of activity, but not getting a lot of points. Jameson Williams may be the better play there than Olave. Kenneth Walker and Derrick Henry are his running backs. He has currently DeAndre Swift on the bench and would be playing Walker over him against the Colts defense. Walker off two games, two good games before that. Walker's just not scoring a lot of touchdowns, is he? I see four rushing touchdowns all year. DeAndre Swift, to me, might be the better play. On the opposite side, for Sean, he used early draft capital on Josh Allen. So that's his QB going up against the Pats. Speaking of the Pats, he has Travion Henderson and Breece Hall, if Hall is healthy enough to go, as his running backs. Pickens, Jamar Chase. Yeah, the star-studded team. He hasn't made a decision yet on his wide receiver tight end flex. Myers is his kicker, which has been great. He can use Wilson from Arizona there, and he might just be waiting for Harrison to be declared out to put Wilson in an obvious spot. Otherwise, he picked up Mike Evans. He can play Kincaid when healthy. You know Josh is looking for him on key throws, so good options there. That's why he's a two-time defending champion and the number one seed in the league. He can also put in Mike Evans, but I doubt he will this week. Kind of a wait-and-see thing. The other semifinal is longtime Channel 10 anchor Dave Worth looking for his first fantasy championship, not only in my league, but in his career. He's talked about this against Joey, the director of golf at Tampa Bay Downs, who's won a previous championship. Dave has Dak as his starting in his starting lineup as his starting quarterback over Drake May. That's interesting. It's close. Wide receivers, he has Ibuka in his starting lineup. Obviously, Ibuka's great run early. He has sunk as the Bucs had. Last four games for Ibuka. 5 for 40, 3 for 32, 4 for 42, 2 for 15, no touchdowns. Ladd McConkey has Fannin as his wide receiver tight end flex. Let's see what his other wide receiver options would be. Sutton, Pierce, Addison. Not much there. Running backs, there's Chase Brown, there's McCaffrey. So there's the strength of his team. On Joey's side, Joe Burrow, who seems like, you know, I've been talking about this for 2 years. Joe Burrow might reach the point where playing for the hometown team isn't any fun anymore and won out. And I think that's when the Rams jump in and make another Jared Goff trade. Seems like it's coming. But there's Burrow as, appropriately, Joey's starting quarterback. Running backs, Joey's been very strong here. This was the year to be strong at running back. It would get you into the fantasy playoffs. He has Taylor. He has Gibbs. He has Cook if he wants to play him. He's going to play Gibbs and Taylor over Cook. I might play Cook over Taylor. Wide receivers, Diggs and Pittman. Huh. Really? Who else are his options? Dobbs? Marvin Harrison? Wandale Robinson, I know he just picked up. Wandale gets a lot of activity, but it doesn't translate to a lot of fantasy points. It has only done so in three games all year. Dallas week 2, Detroit week 12, Philly week 6. So that's a roll of the dice. He does have Tyler Warren. But he has Kittle as his tight end. So he can't play Kittle and Warren. So some decisions there. And Matt Prater's in his lineup, despite weather. Interesting. Let's see who's available on waivers in the foundation that currently are just available to plug and play. Let's see if we see anyone that Jackson Dart is a quarterback available. I'd like to go back also. Darnold's sitting there. Trevor Lawrence is sitting there. Let's check running backs. Nothing really stands out here. Well, Blake Corum is available in the foundation. That might be a guy to pick up even if you're not planning on using him this week. And let's see. Receivers, tough. I think we've all... I was looking for receivers for the last 3 months, and they were very, very tough to find. Nothing really pops. Higgins, Houston, has been getting a lot of activity. Just not in the red zone, but... He's been involved in the last five games. You could do worse than a desperate play with Higgins. And yeah, I think in the Battle of the Network Stars, Shedeur Sanders is still not on a team. Let me take a quick look. Tyler Shuck had two rushing touchdowns against the Bucs and is going up against Carolina. Last two games, Tyler Shuck has been more than a respectable QB1. Is Shedeur still available? Looks like somebody picked him up. Okay. So that's where we are. Hopefully I talked about one or more of your players, and you heard some of my opinions there as it relates to playoff previews in my leagues. If you need a more specific answer, please write me. Write me before Saturday night. I will respond. If you write me on Sunday, I won't respond in time. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Good luck. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters, with help from Heads and Tails and Brandon Legal Group.